FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Deputy Minister in the Presidency for Youth, Mapaseka Steve Letsike, has condemned a local podcast for the racist comments the hosts made about coloured people. An episode hosted by Mthokozisi Mthula and Sinothando Gama has sparked outrage, with some labelling it hateful and deeply offensive. The hosts have made apologies, but many have rejected them as insincere. The Patriotic Alliance has laid criminal charges, while the DA has referred the matter to the Human Rights Commission. The Deputy Minister says the podcast has caused significant distress in the country. She says such statements are not only offensive, but also undermine the values of inclusivity and respect that our society strives to hold. Some local voices have also added their concerns and outrage. Personal trainer and mental health advocate Tariq Stokes has described their remarks as harmful and disappointing.
This is a serious matter and it needs to be dealt with as soon as possible. And it's a very harmful situation, not just for colored people in general because of them receiving such stereotypes, but I think just harmful for the podcast host themselves because now they're at risk.
The Cabinet says it welcomes the development of a bold trade and investment plan to boost economic ties with China. Minister in the Presidency Khumbudzo Ntshavheni says the plan targets trade and investments in key industries like steel, pharmaceuticals and batteries, while enhancing skills development. Meanwhile, as high U.S. tariffs on South African goods comes to into effect, Ntshavheni says Cabinet aims to diversify exports and strengthen global supply chains.
The government is focusing on demand-side interventions and targeted interventions to ensure industry stability and safeguarding employment. This includes a localization support fund for affected companies to contribute to the national effort, and the export and competitiveness support program to address short to medium term needs across all industries.
A 2021 unrest murder trial has heard more details of a brutal assault outside a Durban tavern that left a man dead. State witness Nkosi Khona Madlala continued his testimony in the Durban High Court today. He survived the attack outside T's Tavern in Phoenix, but his friend Njabulo Dlamini succumbed to his injuries. Newswatch's Tsonokuhle Malinga reports.
Nkosi Khona Madlala yesterday told the court how he and his friends were blocked in and dragged out of their minibus as they were about to pull out of T's Tavern in Phoenix, where they had gone to buy cocaine. He said they were then mobbed and assaulted by a group of about 40 people. As he picked up his testimony today, Madlala told the court he recalled seeing their friend Lamini being dragged towards them, already unconscious and with blood gushing from his head and back. He said pallets each were then stacked over them and a liquid Madlala believes was petrol poured over them. Madlala said he heard someone shout, "Burn them," while another person lit matches three times, but the wind kept blowing the flame out. Police and an ambulance arrived at that point. Madlala said not long after they arrived at Mahatma Gandhi Hospital, Dlamini took his last breath. Tsonokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
Durban 21 tomorrow, Richards Bay 22, Pietermaritzburg 20.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. It is understood that Man United have agreed to sign Benjamin Sesko from RB Leipzig. John Rahm still chasing world ranking points for LIV Golf. And Nick White's retirement didn't last long. He's named in the Wallabies squad for their South African tour.